The composition shows, admittedly appropriate for the subject, a jumble of horses, figures and numerous heads, while their corresponding bodies appear to be entwined in knot-like bundles.
Judging from this comment in 1860, Cranach's Altar of St. Catherine amazed viewers then just as much as it does today. On the central panel, numerous sections seem to be bold montages of heads and bodies, irrespective of perspective and anatomy. In fact, for this composition, Cranach may well have taken a whole series of drawings or prints as his model or as an inspiration. For example, the executioner figure, as well as the central panel scene in its entirety, are indebted to an engraving by the master M.Z. from 1500, and you can see the print on your device. The executioner's head, in turn, is very similar to Albrecht Dürer's painting of St. Eustace on the Palmgartner altarpiece. You can also see that image on your device. Last but not least, Cranach may well have made sketches of people he dealt with on a daily basis, and then also taken those as a source of material for this painting. For instance, commentators have often noted the surprising similarity between the bearded face at the top left under the castle and Cranach's later portraits of Friedrich the Wise. The adjacent face might well be Friedrich's brother, Johann the Steadfast.